I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Rob, I'm not sure if you listened to a lot of 50 Cent back in the day. You know, I'm not 100% sure. But there was a song he had. It was called Wanksta. It was a very popular tune. And on this song, he said, "Damn, homie, in high school, you was the man, homie. What happened to you?" And I was thinking about that as I was reading this story, and I want to get your thoughts on this. So Scott Frost is no longer the coach at Nebraska. Scott Frost is now the coach at UCF. He was at UCF before. Things didn't work in Nebraska, and now he out of there. So he's down at Big 12 Media Day. Yes, UCF is in the Big 12. It's still weird. And he was asked a question. He was asked, "Hey, what did you learn from your time at Nebraska?" And he said, "To take the right job." Quote, I said I wouldn't leave unless it was someplace that you could win a national championship. I got tugged in a direction to try to help my alma mater, and I really didn't want to do it. It wasn't a good move. I'm lucky to get back to a place where I was a lot happier. Now, I'm not here to defend the Nebraska Cornhuskers, because I'll be honest, it warms my heart that they're not good. They used to terrorize Missouri. They terrorized you if you're a Wildcat. They terrorized you if you were a Jayhawk. They used to smack all three of our teams up. So I don't like Nebraska. I'm happy that Nebraska is losing. But if there's anybody that should know the level of expectations in Lincoln, isn't it Scott Frost, who was a quarterback in the 90s? Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot more fun at UCF. No one cares if you win or lose. You just get to hang out in Orlando all day. It's sunshiny every day. I mean, if the college football team's not good, it's okay. We'll just go to the beach. If you're not good in Nebraska, there's nothing else to do. It's Lincoln, Nebraska in October. What other activities do you think we have? So, yeah, I'm sure it's more fun. It's no pressure. You win 7-8 games every year at UCF. They build a statue, and you got unlimited job support. Of course it's harder at Nebraska. They actually got expectations to win. This is what I want to do, Rob. I'm nominating them as my "Damn Homie in High School, You Was the Man Homie" award. When you and I were in high school, Nebraska was the big bad wolf. I mean, they beat Missouri, what, 30-something times in a row. Beat Kansas, beat K-State, the flea kicker, national championships, the black shirts, Tom Osborne, the triple option, Tommy Frazier, Lawrence Phillips. I mean, Nebraska was the truth when you and I was in high school. I didn't want to tell anybody, but I used to love Eric Crouch. Man, that triple option, he would go out there and run. Oh, my goodness. I low-key kind of liked Eric Crouch, even though I didn't like Nebraska. But we've seen them completely fall off in a way. And I actually like their new coach, Matt Rhule. But for the purposes of this, you fell off. You haven't been good since 2002. You want to know what the real turn for Nebraska was? It was that stretch. Remember, Rob, when they got thumped by Colorado in the final game of the regular season? They still made the national championship. And then Miami took them out back and gave them a little bit more. Pow, pow, was beating the mess out of Nebraska that day. That was really the end of the Nebraska dynasty. They've never recovered from the thumping they got from the Miami Hurricanes. So I'm nominating them for this award. In high school, Nebraska was arguably the best college program in the country. And for the last 25 years, they've just been mid. That's who I'm suggesting. Who are you suggesting?
Ooh, that's a great... Oh, Syracuse. Syracuse basketball. Does anyone know who the coach of Syracuse basketball is right now? Does anyone know anything about Syracuse basketball right now? Carrington, we were coming up. They were part of the storied, the allure, the magic that is the Big East. They won a national title because against some team I can't remember, doesn't matter. They won a national title. They had Carmelo. They had Jerry McNamara. They were a staple of the Big East. They were battling for Final Fours. They had a Hall of Fame coach, the 2-3 zone, like, it was a thing when we were kids. When college basketball was bigger, it was Duke, Carolina, Kansas, all the blue bloods. But right there on that second tier was Syracuse. And people talked about Syracuse like, is it a blue blood? Is it just outside of blue blood? Remember when they went to the ACC and they sold out the football? Like, they opened up the whole dome to have 70,000 watch Duke and Syracuse? Do you know anything about Syracuse basketball today.
Yeah, they got Carmelo's kid coming.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be great at 15 and 18.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's why. That's hate.
They're going to be AC. I guess they're going to be ACC Rutgers from last year.
They're in the ACC.
Syracuse is an ACC team.
I don't know
team.
What conference they're in anymore. Syracuse done changed leagues so many times. I don't know what league they're in. Big East, ACC. You could have told me anything. You could have told me Syracuse is in the Sun Belt. It would have made sense to me. The last time that Anthony was at Syracuse, how did that end for them? Did it end all right?
I believe Jim Boeheim was probably cheating to acquire Carmelo Anthony.
Here
so as always, that.
How can you be a Kansas fan and then point out when other college basketball programs are cheating?
My school was good at it.
That doesn't even make sense. That's like Tiger Woods calling somebody out for being unfaithful. Hey, you know what? You should treat your wife better. From you, Tiger? I learned from you. You taught me. The last time, Anthony, you guys got to tell me on the text line, 913-586-7965. I can't remember what happened, but I feel like they were pretty good. They played in some important game. I don't know. Maybe you guys remember what happened.
This year in college basketball is going to be wild. We're going to have Boozer's kids. We're going to have Melo's kid. Yeah, Bronny's in the G League. Like, what?
We're getting old.
We're getting old.
That's
yeah.
what it is. Text line 913-586-7965. Who are you nominating for? You were really good when I was in high school and you're not good anymore. Nebraska is my pick. Syracuse is your pick? Syracuse is a good one.
I mean, we as sports fans knew everything about their defense, their coach. We knew everything about them. Do they play zone still up there? Does anyone even know?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. You know what the number one overall pick might be? The number one overall pick might be the Chicago Bulls. It might be the Bulls.
They had a small renaissance with Rose, though.
Yeah, they had a little bit. They had a little something, but it's
actually, you know what? I was wrong. The answer is the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, they're actually who the award is named after. It's not named after 50 Cent. It's actually named after Jerry Jones.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.